Welcome to the first edition of the James's Coffee Blog podcast, released Sunday, June 25th, 2023. There are some thoughts that I find are difficult to articulate in writing, or at least require additional contemplation, reviewing something from a new perspective, or indeed just putting an idea to the back of your mind until you're ready to start writing about it. It's often the case that when I'm writing a blog post about a technical topic, such as my recent series on natural language processing, I write my blog post after reaching a certain point in the project where at that point, I feel like I've been able to develop a sufficient mental model to write down what I'm thinking about on paper and to be able to do so effectively and articulately. If articulately is indeed a word, I shall need to consult a dictionary. In any case, I've been contemplating the notion of audio as a method through which I can think too. There are many blog posts online, particularly in the technology community, about writing as thinking. Writing being a method through which one can both express their ideas, but also figure out how they want to convey a certain point, figure out what makes sense, what doesn't. And indeed, for me, when I'm writing something down, there's that equal process going on in my mind where I'm thinking, how do I say this? And that comes down to both the grammar and the word choice and the language, but also broader questions like audience and for technical topics, the way, what code I want to share, what context I need to give, all of these questions go in your mind. I love technical communication and sharing thoughts about programming, as I have done many times on my blog, but equally I've been exploring new formats. And so to tie all this together, I thought, why not try a talk radio program, or what may be referred to, and I guess more modern lingo, is a podcast. So after watching Frasier growing up, I was intrigued by the idea of radio, but we have the modern manifestation of podcasts. So I may use both terms interchangeably to refer to what is now the James's Coffee Blog show. So how we got here is I'm interested in expressing thoughts via voice, seeing what I can think through. And with a monologue format, I'm bound to make errors in terms of articulation. But that's the thought process. Similar to how when one's writing on a computer, they hit backspace a few times, or they delete a sentence, or they move a paragraph. Such are common acts in writing because it is both exploration, but also there's all these decisions you need to make to bring together a cohesive piece. Whereas with a long-running monologue like this, I don't have that opportunity. So in my mind, I'm thinking and talking. And it's interesting doing this because it's so different to the writing process. When you're in conversation, you're reacting, you're responding, you're thinking, you're processing. When you're doing a monologue, you're doing all of that, but just by yourself. Aside from listening, of course. So here we are. To get started with this show, I went down the rabbit hole of how does internet radio work, and after researching licensing and all these things, I thought to myself, the crux of the idea is not so much having my own radio show, as opposed to being able to speak and articulate thoughts verbally. And hence, we arrived at this. So yeah, although I did enjoy my brief aside looking at how one could play licensed music, it's not relevant to this podcast. So yeah, in terms of technology, I looked and I searched, and one tool that with which I've experimented in the past came to my mind, Anchor. I never recorded a show on Anchor. I never delved too deep into it, But what I remember is Anchor, which was later acquired by Spotify for what I believe to have been an amount in the hundreds of millions, is an intuitive tool through which one can record a show. So for this show, I have a counter going on my phone and I'm speaking, and what formerly Anchor, now Spotify for podcasters, is processing this. My biggest reservation was, will this provide an RSS feed? Ultimately, I don't want platform lock-in, hence having a personal website. Indeed, it's almost like and it shouldn't be, but it's almost an act of rebellion to set up one's own personal website, and through a method that one controls. So that may be hosting on your own server, it may be hosting on WordPress, it may be using a tool like Blogger, but in any case, having your own internet home where you have a greater degree of control and over design and expressive media than one does on social media that's constrained. Indeed, that point has been well discussed in the zeitgeist, particularly as we see new social networks pop up like Blue Sky and the growth of Mastodon, which have similar UXs, or rather user experiences, to the large social networks with which most of us will be familiar. But a personal website takes it to the next level, where those same fundamental principles underlying social networks like Blue Sky and Mastodon are brought to your own site, but to a greater degree. You can post notes, or you can post podcasts like I plan to do here. You can share photo blogs. You can experiment with all these different medias. And that is lost with the kind of the standardization and homogenization of what constitutes a post on a social network. Suffice to say, I've been following Mastodon to a lesser extent, and to a greater extent Blue Sky, over the last few months, and I'm intrigued by the experimentation into different ways of posting content online. Blue Sky is entering into a period wherein there is a quote sandbox version of version of a federation implementation available, which is to say that soon, perhaps, Blue Sky will start exchanging information across multiple servers. The one kind of qualm about Blue Sky one could have right now is all the data is going to Blue Sky servers, so it's federated in theory, but not in practice. But now, with experiments in federation and the requisite tooling available publicly, we can explore federation to a greater extent. And I should note that federation refers to a system through which, rather than there being one publisher of content where everyone goes and that publisher owns all the content is shared between different systems. So in the case of Mastodon, you post content on your own server, and then other servers can show that content to it, shared across the network. But always links back to the original. Similarly, Blue Sky will hopefully have a system where there will be multiple different Blue Sky servers from which you can choose. And from there, you can choose one that makes sense for you. It'll be interesting to see what value propositions emerge around the choice of a server. On Mastodon, for instance, the one critical decision that people have to make is on what server they call home, where they set up their accounts, and that seems to have been a big sticking point. Whereas one interesting point about Blue Sky is it was just a single entry point. So I do wonder how that whole experience could be better. I'm not sure, but I feel like all of these decentralized media, including personal websites, the onboarding experience is crucial. And I feel like that's what Blue Sky got right. They had an intuitive system through which one could sign up. And that was a big deal. Whereas Mastodon, firstly, before you sign up, you have to choose a server, then you sign up, and then you're introduced to various different concepts that are newer. Federation is not a mainstream concept, although with the proliferation of Mastodon and Blue Sky, I'm sure a greater number of people are aware of what Federation means and how it works. The ultimate benefit being content ownership and freedom of movement. You can set up your own server and join the network and own your content, or you can join the server someone else has set up, and there's greater degrees of controls about movement of content. So if you don't want to see some content on the server, your administrator can block that content. There's all of these new tools available. So Blue Sky is certainly interesting. I'm not actively using Blue Sky and Mastodon because the short form post media isn't as interesting to me. I do in the earlier days of Blue Sky, I think the interesting piece was the culture. Like seeing, like, say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a prominent US congressperson, sign up to Blue Sky and to participate, and seeing journalist organizations like the Washington Post sign up. It made me think in the back of my head, there's something happening here that's interesting and exciting. And meanwhile, the platform wasn't really, it wasn't functioning as well as one would hope. Or rather, the platform's tendency for things to break was a shared culture. Whereas in software, traditionally, something breaking is a problem to fix. On Blue Sky, it became like people found an issue, then reported it. And there was the emergence of concepts like the health threat, where, and I struggle to articulate this concept, but the underlying philosophy was one could enter into a series of posts called a thread. When one participated, they were unable to leave the thread, and they would see every post that everyone made to the thread. But to leave, they had to delete their post. And so you had this really weird thread system where there would be deleted posts everywhere, and you never really had provenance above the deleted post. So you knew that there was a lineage, but you couldn't see it. And for that to happen on a social network with, at the time, tens of thousands of users and growing, and more journalists reporting on the site was intriguing. It was refreshing almost. The notion, well, it harks to mind the idea that indeed the technology of social media, like the fundamental user experience of creating a post, is not what's special. It's the community. Of course, the different media of expression does matter. So you have TikTok for video, you have a myriad of tools for podcasting, you have Blue Sky for short form notes. The medium does matter, but I'm not really sure what my final point was there. I find that sometimes I'm articulating a thought, it's in my mind, and then it sort of goes away. It happens in conversation too. Indeed, ideas are germinating. So that's the, I guess, the discussion on Blue Sky and Mastodon. And in hindsight, reviewing that discussion, I haven't yet asked myself the question of who is the target audience for this show. Indeed, my blog is a plethora of topics, covering everything from nitty-gritty pieces of technology with which I'm working and experimenting to my Moments of Joy series, where I chronicle and document interesting and delightful things that happen in a day, no matter how small. And indeed, things these the moments that I document being small is also special. There are moments that are so easy to overlook. And so one thing I do want to reference in this show is how I can bring more of those moments to joy, moments of joy to light, particularly in a more conversational style. I was considering earlier today, I'm not sure if I'll do it or not, but to provide an audio version of the Moments of Joy to help give the additional dimension to the series. Moments of Joy has been going on for a few months now, and sometimes I set myself, as I've noted in the series, with a daily intention of what joyful thing can I seek out today and document? That being an interesting and engaging task. So, but sometimes it's not so much in fact, most times I'm not actively seeking out like these little moments of joy as I'm just being me and I see something and I think to myself, wow, it's like I haven't covered this in the series, but as I was taking a train maybe about 2 weeks ago, I saw what looked to be a couple kissing before the girl got on the train, and I just thought to myself, wow, I have no other context on that moment, but they both seemed so happy in that second. Whether the woman was going for a trip or to see family, I don't know, and I will never know. But yeah, in there was that little moment shared between those two people, that was special. And seeing, becoming more conscious of those is very helpful, to me in becoming more connected with the world. Seeing that all these really heartwarming events happen. One that I haven't chronicled, a more recent moment of joy, was I was in a taxi and the driver was Australian, and they'd been in Australia for 25 years, and came back to the UK to spend more time with their family here. They promised themselves that when they would retire, they would come back to the UK for a year. To be with family, to explore, and I thought to myself, this is a truly special moment. Being able to get to know this person in more depth, and to be able to hear such a heartwarming story, there being nothing of particular note, in the conversation, like nothing groundbreaking, doesn't matter. So I would encourage you, should you be looking for a homework exercise from this podcast, which would be rather interesting, but nonetheless, I shall tend it to you. Document a moment of joy in your day, whether it be something small that you notice while you're walking down the streets, or in a coffee shop, or in a park, or at your place of work. These tiny little things that make your day. Maybe somebody at work brings you a coffee, or maybe you go outside and you see a new bird. I'm not sure if I wrote this one down, but when I was in Chicago earlier this year, I saw red birds and I thought to myself, wow, I had no idea of the species of the birds. Thankfully, a friend of mine who is very well versed in bird species was able to take my very inarticulate description of the bird, mainly it being red and quite small, and turn it into the species of the birds, producing the name for me. The name I cannot presently remember, but I'm sure I could find it again. And yeah, those tiny things. It's. I'm. Yeah, I was standing in a park and there were green trees. There were two people with a large dog, and this was near the Beam Monument in Chicago, so in the park there. And there were two red birds that I saw. One flew into a tree, and the contrast between the red of the bird and the green of the tree, and also my surprise at the moment, and how the dog didn't really seem to notice, was intriguing and delightful. And here I am, smiling as I think about that moment again. So, yeah, I mean, documenting these little moments of joy gives you a handbook of little memories of things that have happened, to which one can look back and share with others. So there's the homework assignments. So I've been talking for almost 20 minutes, and the time seems to have flown by. The thoughts are they're processing in my mind, and I'm considering what topics do I want to cover. Moments of joy, certainly. Personal websites too. They're being I believe a gap there. There's so much discussion about social networks and more recently new takes on social networks. But the personal website is fundamentally intriguing to me, to whether it be how they are made, how they work, what types of content people publish. So one final aspiration I do for this show is to potentially have other people come in and either ask questions or discuss their sites too. So perhaps that will manifest further down the line. Perhaps it will stay as a monologue. I'm not sure. But suffice to say, I'm excited to be exploring this new medium. And as I'm thinking about concluding the show, I realize that I have a literary magazine on the table with a bluebird. And I'd never really considered the bluebirds, which is produced in great detail, with the bird looking to its left on a branch. And it being a drawing is truly captivating. And yeah, I knew that the bird was there, but I never thought about it in this much depth. It really does go to show that sometimes all it takes is just noticing something in a different way, or taking a new perspective, or just being aware that lends you to finding these interesting moments of joy. So with that, should you document a moment of joy, please do let me know. Or should you have one that you want to share with me, feel free to email me at jamesg@jamesg.blog. And with that, thank you so much for listening to the show, and I hope you have a great day.